This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I got a story I got to share with you, and I will when we talk after we talk about the Dogs, about what happened this weekend. You just never know who you're going to run into, and I ran into a really cool dude. Also, if you're just joining us, Falcons are not going to play Michael Penix or Kirk Cousins in the final preseason game. Look, it's almost like it's not news because we knew they didn't play in week one and week two of the preseason, but that announcement coming today from head coach Raheem Morris. And so that is official, and we'll continue to let you know the updates and what's going on because they did make a few moves, so stay tuned. We'll get you caught up on that. But right now, we got to talk some Dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the Dogs.
All right, Connor Riley, Dog Nation, what's the latest and the takeaways from the Saturday scrimmage as the Dogs count down to the regular season?
Well, there's a glass half full version to a scrimmage, and then there's the glass half negative, which, you know, just always sort of seems to happen when you're going good on good. The positive is that the offensive line seems to have had a really good camp. They've avoided injuries so far for the most part. You've seen some positive steps. I don't know that there's been another player that has been practicing with Georgia that has had a better set of practices than freshman Juan Gaston. This was a guy who was a late riser in the recruiting process and made it big jump up with a five-star per 247. And he looks to be at the very least a contributor and potentially a starter at the right guard spot. And now I know that might give some people some pause. Andrew Thomas was a freshman starting right tackle on the 2017 Georgia team that went to the national title. And I think if that offensive line is healthy, I believe enough in the talent to where they're going to be able to do the things they need to do, i.e. run the football well enough, to where the offense, at least in the same vein, was not the concern that it was a season ago. Conversely, defensive line was the question that I had the biggest, or the position I had the most questions about going into fall camp. And I think after these last 2 weeks, that question not only has persisted, but maybe even gotten bigger. Yes, you know what you have in Christian Miller. You know what you have in Xavier McLeod. And the freshmen, Elijah Griffin and J.J. Hanna, have had some nice moments. But it's like that next wave of like Joseph Jonah Janye, Nazir Johnson, Eke Oboko. Those guys, I just have not necessarily had the camp that you would want them to have. And while the offensive line had a great camp, it does not sound like the defensive line has been as bright as it could have been, and much less to the championship standards that the 2021 and 2022 teams were.
I read your article about Jonel Aguero, who's always shown signs, but as you said, he just can't stay healthy. Is he going to stay healthy and help to solidify that secondary?
That's the big thing, and he knows what he has to do to get on the field. He's a veteran in that secondary, by all accounts, and it seems like we say this every August, as I mentioned in the article. He's had a really good fall camp. He is going to be Georgia's game one starter at the star position. I expect him to continue to do that against Tennessee, but he's a guy who he missed time last year with multiple injuries. He had a leg injury. He had a hand injury as well. And so, you know, he's a guy where you got some questions in that secondary where you bring in three players via the transfer portal. And at a place like Georgia where they don't lean on the transfer portal that much, you know they're only doing that if they expect those guys can come in and play right away. Well, one of those guys might be competing for Janelle Aguero's spot. This Georgia staff has always really liked what Janelle Aguero can bring. And to this point in his career, has kind of followed Tyke Smith a little bit, where Smith, yes, he transferred in from West Virginia, came in with a ton of hype, battled injury and ineffective play his early years on campus. But at third year in the system, he really blossomed at that star position, went on to be a third-round pick by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this Georgia staff hopes that Janelle Aguero can do something similar in 2025 for them.
What about Juan Gaston? What's the deal there with the O-line?
He is a guy, Juan Gaston, who you just – they're all – you know, all these offensive linemen are big and massive, but he is 6'7", came in at around 380 pounds. Like,
wow.
They just are not humans that big. Obviously, when you're that big, you have to reshape your body. And in some ways, he's done that. Kirby Smart said last week he's lost about 25 to 30 pounds already, but he's still got a ways to go to be a guy that is going to be able to go out there and play every single snap, much less doing so at a high SEC level. So he's a guy that I do think, even though he's a freshman, can come in and contribute right away. But Georgia's going to want to be deep at that position, especially because you saw a year ago how injuries happen on the offensive line. They're still going to rotate between Michael Inouye, Daniel Calhoun, and Juan Gaston. But Gaston, a true freshman from Atlanta, Westlake High School, has absolutely made himself a force to be reckoned with on that Georgia offensive line. And that's a huge boon for that position group.
Connor Riley, guys, with us from Dog Nation, and his Dog Nation reported from the second scrimmage. More emphasis on the run game, and then will that carry through to the season? Because, you know, we always argue about Bobo, but you kind of touched on some of the issues on offensive line. Will this team be able to play that kind of balanced power football?
And that's something they absolutely want to get back to, where I think in 2023, when they averaged 40 points a game and Carson Beck was the starting quarterback, they ran for 191 yards a game. They were second in the conference. Last year, they were 15th in the conference, rushing for 124 yards a game. And I know that, you know, 70 yards, it's hard to conceptualize that. But they put so much more on the shoulders of their quarterback last year than, frankly, they ever should have. And obviously that impacted Carson Beck with the way he went out there and played and the turnover mistakes that he seemed to make. Kirby Smart has said time and time again this fall, they can't put that much on Gunnar Stockton's shoulders, especially as a first-time starting quarterback. They've got to find a way to find themselves in fewer third and sevens like they were last year and more third and threes, third and shorts, third and manageables, where you're able to have your entire playbook at your disposal. And that's somewhere, too, where Gunnar Stockton, his maneuverability, I think, is really going to help in that regard. So they've put all the emphasis in the world on that. It sounds like the offensive line has had a good camp. They've got a couple of capable running backs and guys who can do things. But I think if you're a Georgia fan, you're more than fair to be skeptical of what this offense is going to look like until you see it, and not just against Marshall or Austin Peay, but on the road at Tennessee, who had a very good defense a season ago, at home against Alabama. That's really when I think we're going to learn about what this offense is and what they're ultimately capable of this season.
Connor Riley joining us, talking all things Dogs as they get ready for the start of the season. Questions about the D-line? How did they fare? What was the word there?
Yeah, it's a group where you're waiting for some guys to it sort of click. You know, like, yes, Christian Miller, second-team All-American, you're not going to have to worry about him. Xavier McLeod, yes, he's a guy that's going to play a whole lot. And look, part of this is the standard for Georgia on the defensive line is so incredibly high with what they had in 2021 and even 2022 when Jalen Carter was around. Georgia just right now, it does not seem to be there. Now, can they get there? Yes, they've got the bodies to do so. They've recruited that position very well, and Trey Scott has shown that he can develop defensive linemen in his time here at the University of Georgia. But right now, I don't believe this is a championship-caliber defensive line. Mm-hmm. And now they've got time to get there, obviously. But as we start the season in 2 weeks, this is the group where Georgia's going to have to make the biggest leap from where they are right now to the end of the season. I know there's a ton of talk nationally about Gunnar Stockton and what he's going to bring and what's going to, you know, be on his shoulders. Whether Georgia wins a national championship or not, in my mind, this year, it comes down to just how great, not just good, but great can this defensive line be.
It is our man Connor Riley from Dog Nation. The reports out of the scrimmage were that Gunnar Stockton solidifies the starting job. Was it that he was that much better? Puglisi wasn't that good? Bit of both?
I think it was just Gunnar very in control when he got his reps there in the scrimmage. It's been nothing against Ryan Puglisi. I think he's continued to have a good August camp, whatever you want to call it, set of practices. I think those first two games for Ryan are going to be really, really big because you hope that Georgia gets up big and he's able to get some game reps. Because for as much as Georgia likes Ryan Puglisi and what they think he can ultimately develop into, he's still never thrown a pass in a collegiate game. And I know Gunnar didn't necessarily look great last year against Texas and Notre Dame. Those were two of the four best teams in the country based on the way the playoff played out last season. So I think with Gunnar, he's in control. It's the benefit of, and yes, he hasn't played a ton at this point, but he's been in the system for 4 years. He's known Mike Bobo much longer than that. They love what he brings to the table from an intangible point of view. And Gunnar, those first two games, I expect him to go out there. You know, he's probably not going to light the world on fire statistically. But Georgia, when they go to Rocky Top on September 13th, I think they're very confident and very comfortable with what Gunnar Stockton can do in this offense.
Are you telling me that things are going to start off slow here for the O? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't think they're going to come out guns blazing. I don't expect, 400 yards passing and 200 yards rushing in those games against Marshall and Austin Peay. Now, Marshall is going to be very bad this year. A lot of their team up and left to follow Charles Huff to Southern Miss. But I think for how good this offense is going to be and what it ultimately can be in 2025, we're waiting until that Tennessee game. And that is just maybe more of a personal thing in terms of knowing this program, knowing, you know, they're not going to try and do anything big or reinvent the wheel in those first two games where they don't necessarily have to. But once we get into SEC play, that's where you need to see this Georgia offense come to life. And look, slow starts were an issue for Georgia last year. Mike Bobo spoke about it when we got to talk to him in August. It's not necessarily that they're going to play poorly or I foresee that. I just don't expect them to go out there, go tempo, try and score a gazillion points. I think they're going to do ball control and sort of go out there and win the way that Georgia comfortably knows how to do.
So when do we get the big breakout performance from the transfer wide receivers? That comes in the heart of SEC play?
I think that's ultimately what you're going to see. Now, they might make a play or two in those early games. I know they love what Zachariah Branch has brought to the table. Noah Thomas early on was really turning heads in terms of what he was able to bring from the outside. But in terms of making, a noticeable impact, because I don't think there's a Georgia fan out there that is going to have big takeaways from games against Marshall and Austin Peay in terms of what can be accomplished this season. That Tennessee game, and look, Tennessee has a lot of questions about them. I know they named Joey Aguilar their starting quarterback this weekend. Their best defensive player, Jamon McCoy, coming back from an ACL injury he suffered in January. If Georgia's able to go out there and take care of business, like they almost always have in Knoxville, I think that's going to be huge for what this team can do, especially just because, as Kirby Smart has said so often, it's a really young team, and so to get that kind of confidence boost on the road early in the season, I think is what this team is ultimately going to need, and that's why that Tennessee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game, even though it's week three and that's over a month from now, that's the game where I think we'll really start to see what this Georgia team can ultimately be in 2025.
Great stuff, Connor. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yep. You can follow me on Twitter at @KConOReilly. This is the last weekend without Georgia football for a while. We're super excited that we finally made it through this offseason.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week. Good job.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.